Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The death toll is now at least 167 after a jetliner skidded off a runway and crashed at the Muan Airport in South Korea. Jonathan Head reports.
Emergency services reached the aircraft quickly, but there are so far reports of only a few survivors. The flight had originated in Bangkok. Jeju Airlines is one of a number of new low-cost carriers established in East Asia to take advantage of growing demand for international travel in the region.
Investigators say a bird strike and severe weather may have contributed to the crash. In the U.S., AAA predicts 119 million people will travel this holiday week. CBS News Miami's Steve Majira has more.
Katie Serrano came down to Miami from the New York City area with her dog. She says it was busy there and it's busy here. She couldn't tell the difference.
Luckily, I was able to skip the line with my dog since they had the canines, but out here is also extremely busy.
We found that parking was at a premium at the Miami International Airport. Most lots were full.
Severe storms along the Gulf Coast hindered some travel. That included a rare tornado report in Alvin, Texas, just south of Houston. Orca Manna reports.
A tornado ripped through Brazoria County Saturday afternoon. The strong storm killing one adult and injuring four others. A path of destruction now left in its wake.
Still in shock. And you start trying to just let it sink in.
Anna Peterson and her family cleaning up her fifth-wheel trailer stripped down to its base after the intense winds yanked it from the concrete and tossed it onto the property next door.
At least one death blamed on the storms. At least 15 people, including three firefighters, are recovering after a fire truck collided with a high-speed train in Delray Beach, Florida. CBS's Christian Benavidez.
The crash happened near a busy shopping and dining district. This family was eating breakfast.
It sounded like a building was falling. They like crashed and it was like kaboom.
Officials did not say how fast the train was going at the time, but Brightline trains can reach speeds up to 125 miles per hour.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is finally talking about a passenger plane that was hit in Russian airspace Wednesday. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
According to Putin, Flight 8243 had made several attempts to land at Grozny Airport in Russia's North Caucasus region. He claimed that Grozny and other places nearby had been under attack from Ukrainian drones and admitted Russian air defense systems had been in operation.
Putin has apologized to Azerbaijan for the tragic incident. He stopped short of saying Moscow was responsible. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance.
But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
A concern about messaging between two different models of cell phones.
Federal agencies are warning that text messages sent between iPhone operating systems and Android devices and vice versa may lack end-to-end encryption and therefore make them vulnerable to hackers, at least for the time being.
I think they're probably working on cross-device communication so that it's end-to-end encrypted across devices, but that's not available yet.
Consumer Reports cybersecurity manager Yael Grauer suggests using encrypted messaging apps.
I would tell people to download Signal, download WhatsApp, start messaging people, especially if it's sensitive messages, using these end-to-end encrypted apps so that you don't have to track what devices somebody is using and that messages are secure.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Our love affair with phones continues to grow. DigiTimes Asia predicts the global smartphone market will increase about 3.6% in 2025. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some areas of fog, a mostly cloudy sky, and a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, maybe a shower or two in the afternoon and early evening, highs to the low 40s. Maybe a little more sunshine on Monday, highs warm to the mid 40s.
It's 39 right now.
I don't. Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long. I don't care with you, I can't be wrong.
Thank you. strands and polishes a gun.
And she'll be a true love of mine.
Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion.
Our three angels, Mary and Gerald.
In a cafe.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy, he rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Down.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. At least 174 people are dead after a plane crash in Muan, South Korea. For some reason, the plane's landing gear didn't come down. The pilot was making a belly landing that ended tragically. The BBC's Gene McKenzie.
As the aircraft explodes, its body splits in half, instantly engulfed by flames and thick smoke. The charred, severed tail, the only part to remain intact. The plane's landing gear is thought to have malfunctioned. The Jeju Air flight was returning from Bangkok in Thailand with 181 people on board, 175 passengers, and six crew.
Officials say two crew members are the only known survivors. In Delray Beach, Florida, onboard train video shows a fire truck trying to cross the tracks moments before it was hit by a